Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday, this Halloween. Live today from ML Rose in Englewood. We say hello now to Michelle Kennedy, the president and COO of the Nashville Predators. Michelle, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Happy Halloween. Are you guys dressed up as something as you sit at Melrose?
Well, I am Big Joe, and Big Joe is dressed as Mrs. Roper from Three's Company. I wish you could see this. It's pretty scary.
I love the visual.
What about you, Michelle?
You know what? I am doing something very uncommon for me today. I'm nursing a bit of a cold, so I am just going to be a couch potato for Halloween.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a good one.
Gotta get ready for the run of stuff we have going over the next 8 days.
Yes. Tomorrow, a very busy day at Bridgestone Arena. Pete and Terry are going to go in the Golden Hall. Pete Weber, Terry Crisp. They will be the next two inductees into the Golden Hall. That's during the first intermission. So you want to stay in your seats at the first intermission so you can see this. I know that's going to be a really special moment for the voices of Smashville.
Yeah, it's hard to think about Smashville's history without thinking about Pete and Terry. They're absolutely integral parts of our history, and I am so happy to be inducting them into the hall tomorrow to join David Poile, Shea Weber, and Pekka Rinne from last year. It's been a big week for Terry in particular. He and Sheila became instant stars by announcing our lineup for a game earlier this week. It was a NHL Hockey Fights Cancer initiative, and Sheila is in the midst of a brave battle with cancer right now, and so it was really, really cool to see them have a part in that game presentation earlier this week. And yeah. We're going to cap the week off for them by inducting Terry into the hall.
It was cool to see because, and I know it made Ozzy Weisblatt's day because Crispy, you know, gave high praise to him, and I saw the quotes from Ozzy saying, I didn't even know he knew who I was. So, but that was pretty cool. And Crispy hasn't missed a beat announcing a lineup.
He hasn't. He still hasn't. It's like riding a bike. You just don't forget it. I was standing right to the back of them when it was happening, and he is a natural. That man will never be uncomfortable in the locker room.
Michelle Kennedy's with us on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Michelle, it was the lead story on Channel 4 last night about the Centennial Project and Centennial Sportsplex, and there's a lot of information. Do you mind, and I don't mean to put you on the spot with this, but can you tell us where we stand and what's going on with all this?
Sure, absolutely. I'm not putting me on the spot at all. I was not at that meeting last night. I was with the team in Philly. It was great to see Matthew Wood's first NHL goal, but, I certainly got reports of the meeting, and then we had some discussions internally this morning, and I was so, I'm so glad to see the passion of so many members of our hockey community. So, not everyone is aligned with the vision that we have for that facility, but it is not at all a surprise to hear the passion that people are conveying about it, and we welcome that, and we know that there's some natural skepticism about proposed changes like this. And we understand that. We have had a number of conversations with a number of groups, and we'll continue to do that through the process. The proof will be in the performance. I know very well that we will execute in exactly the way that we are describing, and that there will be an amplification of the public use of that facility instead of the opposite. And we do not look to displace anyone. We see it as a win-win. I think over time everyone will. But for now, we certainly respect those incredible legacy programs at Centennial and their passion for what they've done and their desire to continue to be a part of that. What they will come to see is that we have that same desire for them. So there are still some public meetings to come, and there's an approval process that will extend into early 2026. But we certainly have a lot of enthusiasm about eventually becoming a part of the management of that facility, and to showing the public we're going to practice what we preach, and the things that we're saying now in response to their questions are absolutely going to come to fruition. So again, I can't say enough about how excited we are to see the passion, and we are always it's incredibly valuable to get that input and to make sure that we're doing this in a way that is true to our mission to serve the city of Nashville.
Well, there was one interview, and they were like, well, the prices are going to go, they're going to skyrocket. And it was totally misinformation because it was like, well, the Nashville Predators have proposed a freeze on any kind of price ranging and trying to work to lower the prices over there, which you're in that situation where misinformation just takes off and runs wild. And that's why I'm so glad this is all out in the open. I am so glad it's all in the open so everybody knows where everybody stands.
Yeah, I think it's misinformation combined with some natural skepticism that comes with change is certainly making creating some illusions that are not at all true. But again, all we can do is continue to convey a very community-centric plan. And then, as I said a minute ago, the proof will be in the performance. And when they see that we will execute that plan and that we will make that facility even more available than it is now, this is not a monopoly. This is not, a lot of people have read some stories about the Dallas Stars and some things they're doing with community ice centers in Dallas. That has nothing to do with what we're doing. We have no designs at all on privatizing that facility or creating any kind of a monopoly. What a lot of people don't really even understand, I think, is that that's been our practice facility since we've been in Nashville.
Right.
And what we're looking to do is not to make any change in that construct and not to take any more ice time than we take now, which in the grand scheme of things is fairly minimal. It's really just about the private areas that we occupy. We're going to create a world-class practice facility, and we're also going to make the front part of Centennial and the common areas look bright and shiny and still do all the program we do there now or that happens there now. And we've talked to these groups about we are eager to get multi-year agreements in place. We are eager to commit to writing all the things that we're saying that we're going to do. So, I don't lose sleep at night about that because I know that we are true. We're going to be true to our word, and I know what our plan is, and we've seen it work at the Ford Ice Centers. And I'm excited about this. I hope that that others will. Those who are not, I feel certain that they'll jump on board once they see us do exactly what we say we're going to do.
Michelle Kennedy is with us, and this is more of a comment than a question than anything. I applaud you all because you just said it. It's been your practice facility since the team got here. You guys could very easily say, you know what, we're going to go build a practice facility that's going to be just ours. It's not going to be a public facility. We're just going to go build this over here and not worry about it anymore. But you're not doing that. You're trying to preserve something that's been a part of Nashville for a very long time that is in desperate need of an update. And you all are trying to do that. And so I hope people that don't understand it or are against this understand that you guys don't necessarily have to be doing what you're doing.
And Chase, I appreciate you making that point because that's absolutely the truth. And it would be in many respects easier for us to do what you're suggesting, but that would be antithetical to who we are as an organization. What's been such an integral part of our organization during the 25 plus years we've been here is that we have that connection to the community that's really, really important for us. There's a tornado downtown. We open our doors to feed people who don't have electricity. There's a bombing on Christmas Day. Our building on Christmas Day becomes ground zero for all the agencies that came into town to investigate that. We're not going to abandon that identity that defines us just because there are a few people who might misunderstand what it is we're trying to do. We're going to do what we've done all along, which is to do right by the city, and that's what we feel like this is. As you said, we could do this in a lot of places. We could make it a lot simpler on ourselves in some respects, but that would be abandoning our stance on being a productive community organization, and we're just not going to do that.
Are you packed for Sweden?
I am not. We are so busy, I don't have time to pack, but I've got to find time in the next 8 days to do that because we leave in just over a week. We will leave on Sunday the 9th. Play the Rangers on the 10th in New York, and then we jump on a plane, fly through the night, and land in Stockholm that next morning. So we'll be taking 200-plus fans on that trip. We'll be taking a group of 16 or so sponsors on that trip. It'll be a great, great time for our organization to bond with a lot of folks who support us unconditionally. And so we are really looking forward to it. Looking forward to Philip being back at home. And, it was a really cool experience in Bern to see how people responded to Roman and just how beloved he was over there. And so I think we're going to see something similar with with Philip. Felix and Aaron will be on the trip too, and so it'll be great to see Philip in his element and to see give the Swedes a chance to celebrate their hometown guy.
Well, we're excited about it. Sean told us he's got Joe and I a private plane flying out of John Toon on November 17th at 9 o'clock. So we're really looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
I'll save your seat.
Yeah, please do. Michelle, appreciate it as always. We're excited about tomorrow for Pete and Terry, and we'll see you there.
All right. See you guys. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Michelle Kennedy, the president and COO of the Nashville Predators, the Madam President.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
And Sean said our accommodations eerily similar to Charles Lindbergh's plane.
Oh yeah,
so can't wait.
It's gonna be the plane out of Major League.
It might make it out of the county.
Have you ever heard the Ron White joke that he's talking about? He had a close call in an airplane, and then he's like, it wasn't a close call at all. But we took off from the Beaumont Airport, flying to Houston, which is like a 10-minute flight or something, and we were on this tiny little plane, took off and had to turn back, couldn't make it on that equipment. And he said they come over the loudspeaker to announce that they're turning back, and he said, which was stupid because they could have just turned around and said, hey, we got to turn around.
Yes.
It's a great bit. For sure. So that would be us. Coming up next, we're live at ML Rose today. It is What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.